The resurrection of Jesus Christ is probably one of the most vicious, wicked, heartless hoaxes ever foisted upon the minds of men and women today in the universities. Or it is the most fantastic fact of history. Jesus basically has three credentials. One is the impact of his life upon history. Second, the fulfillment of prophecy in his life. And third, the resurrection. Now listen carefully to what I'm going to say about the first 10 to 15 minutes, because to me it's one of the most important issues today. In a class on history, I usually make the statement, following the modern historical approach, I would never come to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Savior of mankind. Following the modern historical approach, I would never believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I would state that tonight. Following the modern historical approach, historians today, I would never come to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Savior, and resurrected from the dead. And the reason I say it is this. The modern historical approach approaches history with these presuppositions. Now, you know what a presupposition is. It's something you think out before you actually study. Let's put it that way. Before you even start investigating, you have certain views you hold regardless of what you find. It's presupposed. Even before you start studying, you presuppose it. And a modern historical approach presupposes approximately five things. One, there is no God. There is no God. Second, we live in a closed system. In other words, there's no God on the outside the system, coming and working within the system. Everything takes place within the system. Cause and effect. There is no God. We live in a closed system. There is no supernatural. There is no supernatural. And miracles are not possible. These are four presuppositions of most historians today. There is no God. We live in a closed system. There is no supernatural, and miracles are not possible. There has to be an answer in the naturalistic perspective of history and the world. They take these views and they start to study the resurrection. And they come to something like the empty tomb. And they would dogmatically state to you in the classroom today, it could not be a resurrection. Why? A lot of them don't even realize why they say there is no resurrection. Because of their presuppositions. There is no God. We live in a closed system. There is no supernatural. Miracles are not possible. Therefore, there couldn't be a resurrection. One head of a philosophy department, after I finished speaking, he made some rather sharp statements, and the student spoke up and said, well, sir, what do you believe about that Easter morning? What happened? He says, tell you the truth, I really can't explain it. But it wasn't a resurrection. Regardless of what the evidence was, regardless of what the facts were, he said it could not be a resurrection. Why? Because of your historical investigation? No. But your philosophical presuppositions. Modern history starts studying history with philosophical presuppositions, not historical biases. They are philosophical presuppositions. And by their philosophy, they determine the content of what they are going to find. And this is going to be more prevalent in the future. In Hastings' dictionary, under philosophical evidence, it says the ultimate reason for rejecting the resurrection evidence are not historical. As Sabatier truly says, even if the differences were perfectly reconciled, or even did not exist at all, men who will not admit the miraculous would nonetheless decisively reject the witness. In other words, if there was an absolute foolproof witness of the resurrection, they still wouldn't believe in it because they say there is no miraculous events. There are none. They find that out historically? No, philosophically. Then he goes on to say, this is his conscious, deliberate undertaking to give an explanation of the evidence on the presupposition of a certain view of the universe, like Spinoza. It has been said that he could not believe in the actual resurrection of Jesus because such belief would have compelled him to abandon his theory of the universe, that we live in a naturalistic universe. And because of his theory of living in a naturalistic universe, he says, I can't believe in a resurrection. Regardless of what the facts are. Dr. Bernard Ram, in the existential interpretation of the resurrection, from the philosophical perspective, says, unbelief now is a task of deciding what is historical and what is not. If it boldly says everything supernatural and theological about Jesus must go, then synoptic criticism become artificial, dogmatic, and naturalistic. And this is what they say. Everything supernatural about Jesus must go. Why? Because of the evidence? No. Because we live in a closed system. There is no God. There is no supernatural. There is no miraculous. So there couldn't be supernatural, so it has to be unhistorical. As Dr. Ram points out, before criticism actually begins, the supernatural is ruled out. A conclusion dictated dogmatically by anti-supernatural metaphysics. On what other basis could critics completely rule out the supernatural in a document that admittedly has historical value, like the New Testament? The only way they can do it is with their philosophical presuppositions. Boltman. Whenever Boltman denies the historical worth of a passage because of the supernatural content, he has ceased to be an historian evaluating sources. But he'll say, this passage cannot be historical. Why? It has a supernatural in it. And we know there is no God. We live in a closed system. There is no supernatural, and there is no such a thing as a miracle. So it has to be unhistorical. Dr. Clark Pinnock puts it this way. Most modern unbelievers are not interested in the evidence for or against the resurrection, even if the evidence is quite compelling. But every investigator interprets his facts within a philosophical framework. Only those events have significance which fit in with the empirical universe, excluding God and the supernatural. Therefore,